Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone. Hunter Biden is back. He's back, baby. And he's on Twitter, and he's got two thumbs, and he is posting. I'm JVL, here with my Bulwark colleagues, Sam Stein and Sonny Bunch. And we are looking at the potential Victor Wembanyama of Twitter, a generational talent, Hunter Biden. Sam, would you care to make for readers and listeners and all of our audience the case for Hunter Biden as a follow?
Now I'm trying to think of a better basketball analogy than Victor Wembanyama, because it's like Jordan on the Wizards maybe is a better one. He like went away, came back, and is like a little bit past his prime, but still good. He's still good. Okay. No, Hunter's having a run right now on Twitter. We calculated that it was something like 350 odd posts in about, I don't know, like 15 or 16 days. He discovered the platform and then quickly, and I don't mean this in like a snide way, he became kind of addicted to it. And he's replying to anyone who's in his mentions, like accounts with 300 followers. What I admire about it, and Sonny's probably going to tell me I'm wrong, but whatever, is that he's like totally fine at humanizing himself and admitting how many bad decisions he made. And then he's like challenging everyone who's calling him a turd to like get out of their Fox News bubble. And the responses to his responses often are like, okay, yeah, good point. Or, you know, they seemed like tripped up by the engagement. So I actually do admire that. And I'm giving Hunter his roses for that.
Can we have some examples? Before Sonny, before you get to offer the counterpoint, again, I want people to see what we're doing. Here is, I don't know who these people are on the Twitters.
They're nobody.
Hunter, I'd vote for you, but even if you're sober, I would require at least one crack joke campaign ad to pledge my loyalty. I await your response. Hunter Biden, how about let's take another crack with a Biden? Needs work, but the possibilities are endless.
Doesn't need work.
It doesn't work. He's not. Okay.
It needs work. It needs work.
Mm, yeah.
All right.
Needs something.
Okay. I mean, do you want more? We can do
keep
more.
Keep going. Give us more. More.
From Ashley, Team Trump 47. What's on your laptop, Hunter, with eyeball emojis? Hunter Biden. Well, look for yourself, Ashley. It's been available to anyone and everyone since it was hacked and stolen years ago. Have you been living under a rock? Ashley, I'd rather live under a rock than smoke it. This is like my Lucille Bluth voice. Hunter, me too. It was awful. Ashley, well, damn, Hunter, that makes me sad. But glad you're off that stuff. Hope you stay like, clean. You deserve a better life than you were living. Good luck. I mean, it just sounds like he's converting people left and right.
One by one. Sonny? One by one.
Well, no, this is actually, I will agree with Sam that he's a good poster in the sense that most people on social media, if you yell at them, if you yell at a famous person on social media, you are not expecting a response back. And when you get the response back, you are instantly abashed by that because you're like, oh, that's right. I'm actually yelling at a human person and I feel bad about that. The problem with all of this is that he's really not that good of a poster. His jokes aren't that good. He's just literally doing the bare minimum of acknowledging these people, which is what causes the response. But, you know, I saw somebody mention on Twitter that like the people who are really praising this haven't spent enough time around recovering addicts. They haven't spent enough time in Narcotics Anonymous because this is like the whole thing. This is like the self-deprecating. Yeah, you know, I suck dick for coke. Like, okay, like that's, you know, from that's a reference to a movie. That's not a, you know, that's not a self-admission. The problem with Hunter is that every time he is back in the public eye, it reminds everybody of how terrible the last 6 months of that campaign were. And I'm sorry, when he goes out there and yells at Jake Tapper, he's like, Jake Tapper, lay off my mom. This is the biggest problem in the country is my mom has a book. She's out there doing a press tour talking about how she thought her husband had a stroke in the debate. And like, I'm sorry, that's the thing we have to talk about. And so this idea that we are supposed to just give this guy a pass, or that we're supposed to find him amusing. And this is the thing that actually kind of sends me, as the kids say, because I like, he tells people to get out of their Fox News bubble. The thing about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is it's really the one thing that all of the conservative media got right. He was a terrible person. He's a terrible person from start to finish. He's out there seducing his dead brother's wife and getting her addicted to drugs. He is out there throwing handguns into trash cans across from schools. He's out there leaving his laptop filled with terrible things in shops that then gets, I don't even know how that winds up with Giuliani. Like there's a series. He's out there functionally taking bribes by selling his artwork for outrageous amounts and being like, oh, I'm real close to the president. I'll get you some access. Like he is a bad person.
Excuse me.
Yes, please.
If you learned that Drill was a bad person, would you not follow him for the art?
He's natively a bad. I don't know. He's not the son of the president. He's not involved in national politics.
The work of art and not the artist.
Yeah. You're overcomplicating it.
No, but the problem is the art and the person and the politics are all kind of irrevocably wound up in each other. This isn't like, oh, a filmmaker made a movie and then donated to a politician I don't like. His existence is an affront to all decent people. Like, I'm sorry. He's a bad person. And like the badness, Okay. Let's get some more examples in here.
7 years sober today. Thank you to everyone who has walked this road with me. Boiler grad. Hey, Purdue Berg. Hey, Purdue guy. We see you. Bullshit. That was your bag of coke in the White House. Hunter Biden. Most definitely was not. I would never have forgotten my drugs.
I thought that was good.
I'm sorry. That's really good.
I also just don't believe him. Frankly, I believe that was probably his bag of drugs.
You thought it was his bag of coke?
I think it's probably his bag of drugs. If it's not his bag of drugs, he probably knew whose bag of drugs it was.
No. Elsewhere, he went on, because I've been reading a lot of these tweets. They're now being fed to me in the algorithm. Elsewhere, he wanted to explain that he never snorted coke. He was just smoking crack. And so that was definitely not his bag of drugs, because that was powderized coke.
Well,
there you go. Case closed.
Fair enough. No. Some of the tweets are kind of funny, but again, they're all kind of half baked. He is doing the thing that is very smart for a person like him to do, which is to humanize himself, which is to reply to random people, because random people get very excited when a large follower account replies to them. That just is like, it's a natural order of things. So he's very good at it in that sense. I guess I'll give him credit for that. But I don't find his tweets that funny, frankly. I think he's not that funny. I think he's not a Drill caliber poster. He is not. He's just acknowledging his foibles, which fine, but.
You know, finding a doctor you actually like feels like discovering a diamond in the rough. And yeah, you want someone who's in network. You want someone who's nearby. You want someone with open time slots. You want someone who's kind of nice and cool and easy to get along with and doesn't scare the hell out of you. But let's be honest, that's just the start. You also deserve someone who really listens, who makes you feel comfortable, who calms your nerves. Your diamond in the rough doctor, thankfully, they do exist. And finding them is easy. You just got to go to ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and a website that helps you find and book high quality in-network doctors so you can find someone who you love. Take this as someone who has grown up with two parents who were doctors. I love them. They're great. Finding people like that, it's a life changer. So stop putting off those doctor appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes to find and instantly book a doctor who you love today. May not be my parents, but it could be close. That's ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes. ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes. Thanks to ZocDoc for sponsoring this message.
May I ask a semi-serious question about this ludicrous subject? Is it possible that Hunter could make a move at some point?
Politically?
Something in the culture as a podcast host?
Oh, yeah.
A presidential candidate, a governor, or a senator? I don't know. All I'm saying is, if in the middle of news radio, I had come to you, Sam, and said, see that guy who, you know, the guy who's like the weird techie guy in the on news radio? Someday he's going to be the single most important voice in American culture, and he will interview presidential candidates, and his imprimatur will decide the fate of the American empire. You would have said that's fucking preposterous. Is that more preposterous than Hunter Biden could run for an office?
No.
Well, okay, well, run for office. No, hold on. Let me, first off, run for office, I think no, because it's not nothing to do with the drug use and all the stuff that Sonny went through. I just think people really dislike the Bidens in the Democratic Party at this point in time for everything Sonny talked about. I don't know if you guys have been following the Joe Biden book tour at all, but like, no one wants this.
No one wants this.
She's like starting fights with Andrew Bates, who is like the biggest Biden Baghdad defender of all time, Baghdad Bob defender of all time. And like, there's no point to this in this book. And who's going to buy it? And no one wants anything to do with Biden's. That said, I could easily see like him having some sort of media turn here, right? He's already gone on a couple of these podcast shows. He went on with Candace, which was really weird, but like, you know, there's obviously a future for someone who is, you know, willing to be self-deprecating and say provocative shit. And he's got name and ID. And look, there's like seven or so open slots at 60 Minutes right now, and they got to fill them.
Next on 60 Minutes, Hunter Biden.
No, I think he could absolutely be a podcaster or YouTuber type, or even a television presence. I think our friend Mark Caputo tweeted something like, whoever snaps him up is
going to be, you think people are looking? You think people are offering now?
And I love Mark. I wish he had never left.
You think we should bring him this for the Bulwark?
That would be a disaster. It'd be a terrible idea. I love Mark, and he's probably right that there's probably eyeballs to be made there, and there's probably money to be made there, because people will tune in for the inevitable relapse and train wreck, because it's going to happen. JBL, or maybe it was you, Sam, said something at the beginning. He's clearly addicted to it. He's clearly addicted to Twitter. He is absolutely addicted to like getting that notification and responding to it, and then getting the dopamine hit off the likes and the retweets. And like, we've all been there. I have been there. Certainly.
For you to be talking about that.
This is the thing. I have actually self-consciously had to scale back my use of Twitter because I found it turning me into a bad person. And this is why, this is the area in which he is best suited for all of this stuff, because he is an amoral sociopath. So like, he is absolutely going to be good at things like Twitter, podcasting, YouTubing, whatever. If he's willing to go on Candace Owens and be like, yeah, you know what? You're making a lot of good points. What are we supposed to expect from this guy?
Yeah. Let me ask another, and this I ask entirely seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever since the 2024 election, there have been a lot of Democrats and libs rending their garments asking, how do we get our own Joe Rogan? How do we get a guy who exists in this cultural space, who isn't politics all the time, who appeals to like Burning Man and divorced dads and UFC fans, and just knows how to be like likable and plain spoken? And yeah, he's a little crazy and he's a little off, and you know, but he's not fully respectable. But why can't Hunter Biden be the Democrats' Joe Rogan? Discuss.
Oh God,
Sam, I'm going to let you tackle this one first, because I do think there is like a real strategic problem of him being the kingmaker for the party in the same way that Joe Rogan.
I'm not saying, why couldn't he wind up being the guy who hosts a phenomenally popular podcast that is like 15% politics, but is mostly culture and
So I guess the first thing that comes to my mind about why that wouldn't work is because, what is he without politics? Like, no one goes to Hunter because they think he's a world-class artist, right? Like, no one's talking to Hunter because he's like
sports. He'll bring on people.
Does he? Do we know if he knows anything about sports? What do we know about that Hunter knows about anything?
Of course he does sport. The actuarial tables are clear. Middle-aged white guys, they're into sports.
I mean,
you
sure.
He's got a FanDuel account. You think he's doing parlays?
He's probably got parlays.
He has on guests, and they talk and they shoot the shit. and he's a good hang.
So you, it sounds like you think, I'm turning it on the tables on you, it sounds like you think there's potential here for him to have some sort of cross-cultural appeal podcast. Okay, yes.
This is what I'm saying. He starts out as just a famous guy, and people expect him to do like politics pod, but he's not really. He just becomes part of the cultural furniture.
Yeah. I mean, that would truly be wild, honestly. I mean, what a redemption arc if that were the case. From, I guess the other problem is that everyone assumes that he more or less cost, well, him and his family cost the election and gave it to Trump. And so you have to get over a lot of emotional hurdle to be like, yeah, we're going to elevate this guy into our cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah, I mean, this is the big problem with the Bidens writ large, is that anytime Hunter Biden is in the news, you just say, like, wait, the guy who, again, was like playing off of his proximity to the president to enrich himself and was, you know, a horrible addict and along with his mother was really trying to keep Joe in the race. At a point where it was very obvious he should not be there anymore. I've written about this for us. The Joe Biden pardon of Hunter after promising not to really cuts the legs out of all of the, it cuts the legs out of many of the moral arguments against Donald Trump doing the same thing. Like, it's an abuse of power, and it just reminds everybody what it does is it says to the normie out there, well, you know, you say, my theory is all politics is corrupt. All politics, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, flip sides of the same coin. Donald Trump's out there making deals for himself. Joe Biden's out there making deals for himself. Hunter Biden's out there making deals for himself. Donald Trump Jr.'s out there making deals for them. So what do I care? Why should I have to be the moral one here? And that, I find that really corrosive, not to be Pollyanna over here. I find that really corrosive to the public health of the country. I just think it's bad. I think it's bad. I think it's bad, and I think he is bad, and I just wish he would go away.
Being bad is different than what JVL is asking, which is, could it work?
No, but I think a successful cross-cultural podcast, something called, and I'm just spitballing here,
spit it.
Hunter Biden is posting through it. And he just going hunting. He talks about his addiction stuff. Would you listen to Rex Chapman and Hunter Biden just having a talk about what life has been like for them? I bet it'd be pretty interesting.
I wouldn't.
Not that duo. I think no, I need a little bit more.
Love Rex.
I want a little bit more. Maybe if it was Victor Wembanyama and Hunter, I'd listen to that.
I'm telling you, if Hunter's agent is listening, call me up. We'll talk about this. I feel like there is a show.
I don't think you're wrong. And this is the real pulling. I think this would actually probably do pretty well, frankly.
Brought to you by the Bulwark. Hunter Biden is posting through it. Sarah's head is exploding right now.
It would be a top 20 Substack. You know, it would be, you know, we'd be competing with them, and, you know, we'd be taking screenshots of Tim's head with the Bulwark podcast next to Hunter Biden's head on his podcast. We'd be like, look at the charts. And it would drive me. I might have to go live on an island when that happens, because I just can't. My heart can't take it.
Go to the Albanian island that Ivanka's buying.
I just want everybody to think about this, not in moral terms, but in content terms. Would it be tremendous content? I think it would.
Absolutely.
Sam Stein, Sonny Bunch, thanks for being with us. Everybody hit like, hit subscribe, follow the channel. We'll be back with more terrible news about the country soon. Good luck, America.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.